Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Olot HaKodesh. We're in the third volume, page 234. Omer Maran HaRav, Hasigim, Shemitkapzim Benefesh Adam Pnim, Mitpartzim B'tor Midot Rot Armumiyut, Tavot Shvelot, Kasim U'Mistamot, Em Giluyim Mehasigim HaKlalim Shel HaOlam. בכל ריכוך שהשיגים מתרככים בלב האדם ובאמת נשמתו על ידי הטבת המידות ביותר, על ידי אור התורה בעלת התפילה, הגבה למעלה באור הקודש, מתרככים השיגים הכלליים והדימים מתמתקים. זאת אומרת, נושא הפסקה כאן, that in every person there's this dross, there's this impurity inside of ourselves that needs purification. Sig is dross, something impure. The difference between a sig and ra is absolute right, you have to get rid of it. Sig is bad, but it's connected to the good, so it has to be, it's more subtle, it has to be separated. The Ramchal writes in Perek Tezayin, Mesilas Yesharim, Masrich l'adam yoser yunim malach rabba torah sa yivisir, en alfam adam malach v'osem mitzvah l'shma mamish, yakach l'zer v'idush b'shamayim, Sometimes you have this, you want to do a mitzvah, but there's other machshavas also. People should praise you, you'll get schar. So what one has to do is to purify, to purify the neshama, and only do it for the right reasons. It says in the Shara Kavanah, Drushei Pesach, Drushei Aleph. Tzor Shteda Ki Inen Hashem Sekin Azov Enotzar Bebeten Adama. Shmetzim Ato Amalek Tinuf Esigim Davar Asher Lo Yishuar. Lo Toar Belo Adar. Ad Shiyitchakem Atzoref Lagot Sigim Mekesef Pam Achar Pam Zikuch Achar Zikuch. Lo Rizek Rizer V'chol Zikuch Mezakech Lat Lat. Ad Asher Kol Asigim Nefradim En Azav. So you have to know that Neshamas are like gold. You take them out of the ground, they're impurities. You have to purify them. So to call us Mitzrayim was to purify. Why it's called the take them out of the core of the hub, take them out of the crucible. So Mitzrayim is to purify us from the Sikkim. In the Midot HaRaya, he writes, Kol Midat Tovah Yishlach Chesronot Habayim Ima, Zoe Avodah Shleima, Kol Midat Tovah Yishlach Chesronot Habayim Ima, Zoe Avodah Shleima, Lotzir Olam Et HaMidot HaTovot Menukot Mikol Sikkei HaChesronot Shelem. Every good Midah has Chesronos that come with it, and you have to remove the Chesronos. So it's kabbalic, you have good, but you always have to make sure that the good is pure good. So this, you have these hidden midas rahs inside of a person that come out as chicanery and very, very low, crass desires, anger, hatred. So those are sigim that are mitpartzim benefesh adam, that are mitkaptzim benefesh adam pnima, they're in a person's soul, and his job is to get rid of them. His job is to purify himself of these sigim, otherwise they come out in the worst ways. Hem ginuyim me'asugim ha'kalim sheba'olam. But these are giluyim of the sigim. We have sigim in the world as well, in society, in our culture. And the more you purify your own, v'chol rikuch sha'asigim mitrachim b'lev adam bo'ni gishmato, that if I know, the more you purify your own midas, so the more you're going to be purifying these sigim in the world. So the Rav writes in the Shemona Kvatzim in Kovetz Beis, Piska Kufchav Gimel, Ikar ha-yigia ruchanit, umniyat ha-nachat ruch ha-pnimi, ba la-adam imashu mitrachek, imashu mukshar lezeh, miskulot nafsho. The ikar spiritual toil and the prevention of internal nachas ruach comes to a person because he distances himself from what he is capable of in his skula's nafsho. In other words, that's really what makes a person unhappy. That he has talents, he has abilities, and he's not actualizing them. So what you have to do is you have to take your midas, your abilities, your talents, purify them, use them for the good, Elevate your midos and elevate your talents. There should be no sigim. And even more so, and so again, when you purify yourself, you're purifying the world. And even more so through tefillah, through Torah, Ideo Torah, Balat HaTefillah. And mitrachim asigim haklalim v'adinim mitmatkim. So that softens the general dross in the world. And dinim are mitmatek. They are sweetened. The Rav writes in the Shemona Kvatzim Kovetz Hei Piskar Eish Tet. Biridat ha'adam yardai mo'as kula panimit shal ha'chaim. V'shiflut achar shiflut v'shpelat kedei shiflutah shal avodah zarah. ובתוך העבודה זרה יותר גסה גנוז ניצוץ אלוקים, מפני שזאת התשוקה של קבעת אלוקות היא מחיה אותה. בידי זה נתמזגה תמיד בטבע הנפשי של האדם, עד שבליאתו ראה אולי עמו, ואנו מרימים תרומה על הנקודה האלוקית, וגם בהיותנו כבר מוצלים מתינופה של עבודה זרה, הריינו צריכים להעלות את נקודת אחיזתנו מיילה, וכאשר נגמרה הצורה הנקודית, באופן שיכלה כבר לדבק בהגיונו ונטיית אמונתו של אדם באלוקים אמת, הרי מתפרשת מתומת. Heliot legamu uzebta siki be mitzulotehem. A person goes down, so his internal school, his internal talents, his abilities, his specialness, also goes down, and then it goes lower and lower, shifla shifla, till he goes to the point of avodah zarah. And within the deepest of avodah zarah, there's this godly spark, because that tshuka of kirvas elokim is mechayedat, and then he can elevate. In other words, ultimately, when a person is going for avodah zarah, he wants kirvas elokim. He's just going in the wrong direction, as the old country western song used to go, looking for love in all the wrong places. And then he finds that spark of godliness that he's trying to find the emes, and he elevates that and he brings it up. It's all Kabbalah, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but that's the idea the Rebbe is saying over here. And he elevates that and he uses that to serve the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Elokim emes. You have to elevate the Nukuda Elokit, even in the Tinuf of Avodah Zarah. And then when you do that, then you can separate yourself from this horrific Avodah Zarah and go back to Hashem. Piskah Ba'ah, page Reish Lamed Hey. הלימוד שאדם הוא יציר מורכב ברוחניותו משתי נפשות, נפש טובה אלוקית ונפש רע בהמית, הוא אחד מהיסודות היותר נכבדים להרת הדרך של הבנה האנושית במהות הנפש, והשביל יותר סלול לדרך החיים המוסריים השלמים. The limud that a man is made up in his ruchnius of two souls, the godly soul and the animal soul, it's a Chabad idea, well known from Chabad, is one of the most מחובתיק יסודות to shine the way to human understanding and the essence of the soul, and the most paved path for ethical, a complete ethical life. A person can find constant kares ruach through this, constant pleasure, a sense of satisfaction. Be'emishal shavato, be'emishal tisov, sh'tavah metrachevet rei u'mekasheret reino b'nefesh elokit, la'achivah l'arema l'chazka. And when times are good, so you connect it to nefesh elokis. And then when times are rough, when you have a mitzuka, when you have distress, so then you focus on the Nefesh HaBemis to purify it. Because you understand that you're having Yisurim now, and that's what's Matari, your Nefesh HaBemis. And then you elevate, this is very chashuv, Magil Adam Bazeh, Tatzmo Labitel Megotav Kaldavach Omed Michutz Latzmoto Akarit. It's not you, this is the Nefesh HaBemis. Your Nefesh is Nefesh HaLokis. This is Nefesh HaBemis that's snuck in there. That's not the essential you. Therefore you can judge yourself favorably. והשאיפה להפוך את הטבע של הנפש הבאמת ללילוי טובה זיכוך חטיבה של עבודה חשובה, שאדם מרגיש תמיד בכל עם הקווייתו את נחיצותה, וזה ימצא את עצמו תמיד עובד עבודה מועילה, צריכה לא לעולם בכל עבודות הקודש, שכולנו לא זיכוך כל הנדרש לזכך. So the desire, the striving to transform the nature of the animal soul to something more elevated and pure, it's a very חשב עבודה. Person feels in all of his essence its importance. And then he'll always work good, do good avoda. It's needed for him in the world. All avodas hakodesh, and they all help in the purification process. All of this avoda. So we have to know that there are two parts to us. There's the animal soul, and there is the human soul, the godly soul. Rashi brings in Bereishis that we have a guf men atachtonim and our nesham is men halyomim. What does our guf want? Our guf wants to eat, to drink, other things. What does our neshama want? Our neshama wants the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have the nefesh ha-lokis and nefesh ha-behemis. We have the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. And this is the way you're attacking your nefesh. You're attacking your nefesh by realizing, appreciating that you're made up of these two parts. And you separate between them. You say, oh, that's the nefesh ha-lokis talking. Oh, that's the nefesh ha-behemis. And of course, you identify with the nefesh ha-lokis and not your nefesh ha-behemis. Then if you do something wrong, then you say, oh, that's the nefesh ha-behemis, but that wasn't me. It's not who I want to be. I don't want to be the animal. We have that part of us, but that's not our essential self. Our essential self is neshama shenasah to be tahori. Person's in a good matzav, feeling good, so he elevates his nefesh ha-lokis, makes a simcha, he gives big tips, hugs and kisses everybody. You bring out the nefesh ha-lokis, the more kind part of yourself. And then when a person's having yisurim, you say, ah, this is purifying my nefesh ha-behemis. That's why I need these yisurim. And you also have to see that, like we said before, the nefesh ha-behemis isn't you. רב רייטס, נגות הרעיין, חלק א' איגרת תקופיין. מטרת החינוך היא להכשיר את האדם לצורתו המתוקנת, שהנקודה המרכזית שבה היא לעשותו טוב וישר. Purpose of חינוך is to prepare a person for his proper form, that the essential point should be to make him good and straight. האדם הישר צריך להאמין בחייו אורות התורה פרק י"א פסקה ב'. הוא אומר שיאמין בחיי עצמו והרגשותיו הרחוב דרך שם יסוד נפשו שהם טובים וישרים שהם הולכים בדרך ישר. You have to believe. You have this beautiful, holy soul that wants to go on the right path. Yisrael Yashal Kel, go straight to Hashem. The Rav explains in the Shmoneh Kvatzim, in Piska Taf Taf Chavav, Kovetz Aleph, how the tikkun that Am Yisrael makes when they do the carbon atomic through the carbon, we elevate the whole world, all the sparks of life. Tamid akalu kol nitzotzei ha'chaim shel nefesh ha'behemit shel kol Yisrael ve'metaleh b'chol adei hakavato v'imoi metalim kol nitzotzei ha'chaim shirdu b'chol enam me'onot hayom adei halecha shfilah shel ha'chaim lo odeh lo shiyu metromim ha'kochot yordim הרגשות והרצונות המחשבות ומעשים הנקראים ממעלה למעלה למעלה והאבנות מתקרפים ושומע ממך והם מתהפכים לזכויות. ואור השם מתאפק ומתחבר עם נשמת האומה כולה ידי עלייה זו קורבני לחמי לישי. So all the sparks of it's the animal. As we take the animal part of itself and included in this animal all the sparks of life of the animal soul. And by being makriv of this we elevate everything. All the sparks of life are elevated. And the avonos are miskaper, and their trace is erased, their impact is erased, and they turn into schuyos. So that's how we elevate. We that's the animal that we bring, is elevating our nefesh habemis, is sacrificing our nefesh habemis to Hashem. My Rabbi Isai, we have a million more things to talk about. Thank you for listening, and please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom.